So today's episode is about saying no. I'm recording a little later than usual, so I'm not giving my normal grand rising, but I want to tell you why I say that. If you look up the meaning of grand mourning, to mourn is to be sad because of the loss of someone. So when people say good mourning, to me, I don't want to be greeted in that way. I know the intentions are good, but we have to educate ourselves about why we say certain things and what the hidden meanings are behind them, because I truly believe those hidden meanings become our manifestations. But we'll go there later. So when I say grand rising earlier in the day, it's because I want your energy to be at its highest level. I want your energy to stay in a positive zone, in a positive state. And I'm wishing that you don't allow negative influences to influence you or move that energy into a place of negativity. So that's my explanation as to why I say grand rising. You know, that's my meaning behind it. That's my truth. Other people may say different things, but that's just where I'm at. So later in the evening, you know, I like to bid people the day that they deserve. You know, I hope that you had the day that you deserve, and I bid you a good night's sleep. But I try to make it so that my intentions are clear. So I just wanted to enter with that, but that's not what this podcast is about. This podcast is about being okay with saying no. I grew up in a Catholic school, and my household, my parents didn't necessarily go to church, but church was a heavy influence on my life. I lived across the street from a church. My brother worked at the rectory. I volunteered a lot. My mom was a school teacher, so she knew all of the priests and the nuns. And back then, when I was in school, we still had priests and nuns. As a matter of fact, my principal was a black nun by the name of Sister Marilyn Hopewell. She was the bomb, for real. She was a real one, and she was an inspiration to all of us. So growing up that way, I found it difficult to always say no. Instead, I tried to keep calm waters, and I sacrificed a lot of times my own personal emotion and well-being by saying yes to things that I should have said no to. For example, you know, when people invite you out, when people invite you to events, oftentimes you get a feeling like, you know, I really don't want to be around them. I really don't want to engage. Yet you feel compelled to still say yes. I've been put in a lot of situations like that in my life where I've said yes and attended things and sat in a corner by myself and felt uncomfortable. And I wasn't okay, you know, with it, but I was compliant. Then one day my mom was on Facebook. She loves Facebook. My mom is a Facebook addict. Okay, she always looking at posts. She comes over my house to spend time with me. And sometimes she's just on Facebook the whole time and showing me things on Facebook. By the way, I am not on Facebook. So there's that. So she was on Facebook and she showed me a video of Tyrese Gibson, the singer. And one of the things that he said is, you know, learn to say no. Learn to understand that when you are putting yourself in an uncomfortable situation, especially when you are forced to or you feel forced to surround yourself with people who you know aren't going to bring about that positive energy. He said, it's okay to say no. it's okay in those situations to not want to attend family events because you know it's going to be drama there. You already know. And it's okay to say no to protect your energy. So I just, you know, was really feeling that in my soul today. I don't know why, but I know that's something that people struggle with. And as you get older, you are able to be more confident in your decision-making process and you're more confident in yourself to say no. But I just want to put it out there that, you know, it's okay. It's okay to self-preserve. It's okay to protect your own energy. It's okay to not engage in things that are going to bring about a negative consequence. It's okay. And I'm not just talking about when you're invited somewhere. I'm talking about in all aspects of your life. It's okay to say no. When you're at the nail salon and they're offering you a bunch of services and you just want to get your nails done. You don't want French manicure. You don't want your eyebrows arched. You don't want, you know, and I understand everybody has a job to do. However, it's okay to say no. So, you know, I just wanted to put that out there. Just my personal thought, some gem that, and I still struggle with it, you know? Every time I'm thinking about something or a situation that makes me feel uncomfortable, I remember that, you know, by me saying no, I am protecting myself. So follow that gut feeling because it's there for your protection. And if you feel it in your stomach, you know, like it's not a positive feeling, it's okay to say no. That's all I have for us tonight. My next episode is going to be a short one. It's going to be about another little health and fitness tip one. So look out for that. I'll be putting that out soon. All right. Thank you so much for supporting me. And I look forward to sharing my next piece of wisdom with you.